Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters. Great to have you with us. I'm David Brown. About 5 years ago, we started doing something that would become a holiday tradition. We passed the microphone among members of the staff here at our home station, KUT, and asked about favorite holiday songs. We figured we'd end up with lots of terrific music suggestions, but we wound up with lots more. The stories and memories that make these songs so special. Some of the voices you'll hear you may recognize from the radio. Others you'll be meeting for the first time. But we hope you'll consider this as a kind of radio version of a holiday greeting card from all of us at our home station, KUT Austin, with warmest wishes for the holiday season.
Hi, I'm Ashley Park, and I'm an account executive with KUT. I remember waking up every Christmas morning, and my dad would play the album, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. The first moment we get up, and we'd run out to our stockings. When I was five, unbeknownst to me, my big brother had gotten up earlier and dumped out all my gifts and replaced it with charcoal from the grill.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
And I found coal at the bottom of this stocking and I was crying, looking for sympathy from my family.
It's the happiest season of all
while It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is playing, which is historically one of the happiest holiday songs ever. Needless to say, whenever I hear that song, I feel both childhood nostalgia, but followed with a wave of resentment and anger.
Big parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
I'm half Jewish, so I think that's probably what, like, tipped me to go more towards the Jewish side. That was the traumatic event that I was like, I think this is not going to work out, but I'm kidding. I love Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hi, this is Jim Scarborough, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I make records, and I also work at KUT. When I tell people that, they always say, okay, when are you on, Jim? And what I do is I'm a behind-the-scenes guy. I work with businesses and fundraising and our underwriters here at KUT. A few years ago, I met Carolyn Boudreau through a mutual friend, and I was deeply impressed about what she's doing in India. She had set up, with others, she set up a foundation to help orphans in India. I was wondering what I could do to contribute to that, and I was just thinking about my meager skill set, and I thought, well, I like to make records. I know a lot of folks that like to make records, and I thought maybe I could concept a holiday album, and maybe the foundation could sell it and maybe raise money and help kids. And quicker than I thought, I got the okay, and I was contacting friends and in some cases recording artists that I admired but hardly knew. You know, Bob Schneider contributed Silver Bells, and Casey Crowley did an original tune, Bruce Robeson, and Terry Hendricks. One of my favorite tracks is a song done by Tommy Elskis. Tommy is a great singer, songwriter, guitar player, harmonica player. He also has written tunes for people like Lyle Lovett and other great Texas artists. I think this is a song I could listen to any month of the year.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. 'Tis said that Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's powers when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And
Bethlehem and Jewry, this blessed babe was born. And laid within a manger there upon that holy morn, that which is Mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. No tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy from God our Heavenly Father. A blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds there brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, 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 tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. 'Tis said that Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's powers when we have gone astray. Oh, 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 tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
I'm Jennifer Staten, and I host Morning Edition here on KUT. My favorite holiday song is O Holy Night. I started paying closer attention to that particular Christmas song, O Holy Night, the years that I was away from home when I was living in upstate New York. Austin is my home, but I lived in upstate New York for 8 years, and always felt a little bit torn about being away, I guess especially at Christmas time of year. Though I always made it home for Christmas the days leading up to it, I think I missed being here. And for some reason, hearing that song, it kind of, I don't know, it moved me a little. I may have been a little more vulnerable to emotional Christmas songs. I just find all of the words very stirring whenever I hear it. It's the kind of holiday song that kind of stops me in my tracks.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin. Yonder breaks
a new and glorious morn.
Arguments before the Supreme Court address the question.
I'm Bob Branson. I am the local host during NPR's afternoon news block on KUT, All Things Considered, and Fresh Air and Marketplace. And my favorite holiday album, since I'm an old guy, is indeed an old album. And when I say album, I am not talking about a CD. I'm talking about the old big black vinyl thing with grooves and a little bitty hole in the middle, an album. It comes back from the early 60s. It's a Stan Kenton album called A Merry Christmas. This is nostalgic because I first heard it when I was working at a teeny tiny little radio station in Louisville, Kentucky. Lots of years ago, a little 1,000-watt daytime AM station, and by daytime, I mean when the sun went down, the station signed off the air. So it was in the early 60s that we started playing that album on this teeny little radio station, and now, however many years it is later, I'm still listening to it.
From that Stan Kenton album, A Merry Christmas, here's The Holly and the Ivy.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Maureen McConnell, and I am in the accounting department at KUT. My favorite Christmas song is Just Like Christmas by Low. That album is pretty much one of the only Christmas albums that I can play with my husband because he's not a fan of Christmas music. I first heard it with Jason. He played it for me because it was all coming out that I was a fan of Christmas. And yeah, it was Christmas time. Maybe I was wrapping packages or something or doing something Christmassy. And in my mind, I do those things with a Christmas soundtrack. And so I was looking for something to add to our Christmas environment at the time. And he was like, oh, I do have one. And he played it. And so I know that when I put on this album that he won't leave the room and we can enjoy it together, even if we're, you know, wrapping packages. And that's really neat.
On our way from Stockholm, it started to snow, and you said it was like Christmas, but you were wrong. Was it like Christmas at all?
Coming up, more music and memories from our home station, KUT Austin, as our Texas Music Matters radio holiday card continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. For the past few Decembers, we've been passing the mic behind the scenes at our home station, KUT Austin, in search of interesting holiday music. What we found are more than just great songs, but some wonderful stories, too.
Hi, I'm Cecilia Nasty, producer and host of Field and Feast, a show about good food from the ground up, heard weekends on KUT. I grew up just outside of Chicago in a big Italian-American family now, and my dad loved music, and Italian music was what he would bring into the house and he would sing. And we kids really got to love Lou Monti, only because he had novelty songs like Peppino the Italian Mouse. And one that we really especially loved was Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey, or the Italian Donkey. I'm not really quite sure of the actual title, because that would be played on Christmas Eve at our house when all of our extended family would come and we'd have the Feast of the Seven Fishes. And then when that record would go on the player, we knew that Santa Claus was going to be coming through the door. Now, we're talking about 15, maybe kids under 12. Can you imagine the mosh pit that was when this came on? Starts with the little jingly bells, and then I think like a bassoon, dum da 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 da. Comes in.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic.
All we really cared about was singing the chorus, you know, chingity-ching, hee-haw, hee-haw, and the boys would hee-haw, the girls would chingity-ching, and everybody would la-la-la.
La-la-la.
And then Uncle Mike, which we found out later, dressed as Santa, would come through the door, no donkey, but with a bag full of presents on his back. And it was just like so much fun. And every time I think about Christmas and Christmas Eve, that is the song that comes rolling through my head. And I'm humming it all the time. Nobody knows what I'm humming. I say it's a Christmas song, and they say, no, it's not. And I said, well, you had to live in my family to appreciate it.
Christmas donkey, la, la, la. La 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 dee da. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la. Sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Cumbaras and cumbaras do they dance a darandel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a chucharilla. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la.
Hi, I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I host the afternoon music program Monday through Thursday from 1 to 3 o'clock. And I should probably preface this by saying that I'm Jewish, so growing up, Christmas didn't have the resonance that it does to most of you listening to this. And, you know, as kids, we heard Christmas songs, you know, Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Anyway, I was, I guess, in my early 20s. I was doing a little bit of radio in Southern California at a college station, and was getting interested in jazz and starting to buy jazz, you know, LPs in those days, you know, vinyl. And I picked up a Charlie Parker album that didn't have a lot of information on it, and it had a version of White Christmas on it. And I heard this essentially bebop version of White Christmas, and it just floored me. I said, now this is a cool Christmas tune.
And the Birds got a little arrangement, a little surprise for you on White Christmas. ¶¶
Hi, I'm Jamie Goggins, and I work in the underwriting department of KUT with business sponsorships. One Christmas, a very dear friend of mine received a CD from a store that was giving them away for free. It was a Christmas CD for purchases at the store, and he gave it to me knowing I loved country western music. So I was in the house cleaning and doing various things and had the CD on. Well, the minute this particular song came on, I started listening to the words and I froze. To me, it was the most powerful Christmas song I'd ever heard and had the most powerful line of any music or song ever written. And the song is "Mary, Did You Know?" And that one line was, "Mary, did you know when you kissed your baby's face, you kissed the face of God?" As a mother, you look at your child and you think about all the things of the future, all the things that your child might do. And it made me, my daughter was very young at the time and gave me a totally new perspective about Christmas. Everybody always thinks about the nativity scene, thinks about the manger, but it kind of becomes impersonal in a way, because we see it every year and it's done over and over and the kids do the pageants and everything. But in hearing that line and hearing that song, all of a sudden Christmas just kind of, for fear of sounding trite, just kind of burst open in my heart all over again.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
I'm Sylvia Carson, and I'm Marketing and Development Director for KUT. My favorite Christmas song, or maybe it's the song that makes me feel like Christmas season is here, is River by Joni Mitchell. And it's just, you know, one of those songs that you never get to play. It's a beautiful song, but doesn't really make sense to play it any other time of the year. Christmas is that time of year that's turned in, you know, it's kind of stressful, and it's just one of those kind of like kind of sad songs, and it talks about, you know, I wish I had a river I could skate away on, and that feeling of being kind of overwhelmed. But it's just, it's a really pretty song, and like every good college girl, I fell in love with Joni Mitchell in college, and it just, and it also reminds me of those times, just, you know, hanging out with my girlfriends and listening to Joni Mitchell and being sad because we were all going home for the holidays away from each other and our boyfriends. And it's just a beautiful song. And every year I go running down to, you know, the studio right after Thanksgiving and pull out the CD and say, hey, play this for me.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
My name is Lori Gallardo, and I'm a production assistant and an announcer here at KUT. Surprisingly, my favorite Christmas song is something that caught me completely off guard. It's so beautiful, but so unexpected. And it's one of my favorite holiday memories, too. It is a version of Ryuchiu that was done by all people. It was done by the Monkees. And I used to watch the Monkees fairly regularly when they had it syndicated on MTV many years back. And when I saw the performance of this song, which is in Spanish, I believe, my jaw hit the floor. They sang it beautifully, and it proved to me that they weren't just four goofy actors. They were actually people with great musical talent, and especially vocally. I mean, even Michael Nesmith, awesome. And I know even my family was a little surprised, and I was asking my parents, do you even remember seeing this? I mean, it's done very beautifully, and it was very touching. I don't think it matters what background or what tradition you come from. It was just done, obviously, with a lot of heart. And I think I enjoyed it. I was touched by it, but at the same time, I had to have a good laugh because it was done by the Monkees. That's why I like it so much.
Riu, riu, shiu, l'agua da rivera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera. Riu, riu, shiu, l'agua da rivera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quisole hacer que no pudiese pecar, ya no original estuviera en no tuviera.
Riu, riu, shiu, l'agua da rivera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con sehace chequito, aunque infinito finito se hiciera.
Riu, riu, shiu, l'agua da rivera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Much more music and memories from our home station, KUT Austin, as our Texas Music Matters radio holiday card continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. This hour, we're passing the mic among members of the staff at our home station, KUT, discovering some out-of-the-ordinary holiday music and the memories that make them so special.
This is Paul Ray. I'm through Twine Time on KUT. My favorite Christmas record goes back to the early 50s. My sister Harriet used to bring home 78 RPM records from Deep Elm Street in Dallas. And my dad just hated him, so we didn't play him when he was in the house. In 54, she brought home the Drifters' Christmas record, a 78 RPM single that we played over and over and over again, and then walked around singing it when we weren't playing it. And we put it on, everybody in the family. I have 11 brothers and sisters. We loved it so much that everybody went around the house singing like the Drifters, like Clyde McFadder and Bill Pinkney, and doing the doo-wop Christmas. And my dad, we played it one too many times on the record player. He came running into my sister's room and grabbed it off the record player, not realizing that it was just shellac-covered wax, and it just shattered. And he was saying, it's sacrilegious. And I was thinking, White Christmas by Irving Berlin is sacrilegious. That's my favorite Christmas record.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just
like the ones I used to know. Where those treetops listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Hi, this is Kim Cates, and I am the volunteer and events coordinator with KUT Radio. 2 weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, my mom dug up this tape of my sister and I when we were like 4 and 2, respectively, singing Christmas songs that my grandpa had recorded, and this is back in like the 80s. And so she dug it up and gave it to me, so I was listening to it in the car on the way home. And it was just great. You know, my sister does this crazy, like, hoot singing thing because she's one, and so all she can do is, like, scream. So I'm listening to this tape, and I'm laughing, and there's this pause.
Are you talking? Come on.
My grandfather's voice comes on.
In the morning.
In the morning.
See the
little puffer bellies all in a row. Wow.
And he's singing to my sister and I.
Let me call you, sweetheart.
I'm in love
with you.
Down by the station.
Let me hear you whisper that you love me too.
I hadn't heard this tape in 10 years. My grandfather died 15 years ago.
Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so blue. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
And it was like in that moment, I could see him in front of me. I could remember what it felt like to be small and to hold him, how he smelled, like I could remember what his hands looked like. I will remember every single Christmas for the rest of my life, this song, and I will remember it in his voice.
Thank you.
whisper that you love me too. Keep the love line glowing in your eyes so
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com. And Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater. Concert calendar at acl-live.com.
Texas Music Matters is a production of KUT Austin. Heard all over Texas, out west on Marfa Public Radio, up in North Texas on KURT, in the Concho Valley on KNCH, in East Texas on KUTX. We're broadcast across the Republic of Ireland on RTE 2XM and heard round the world on PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. Our senior producer is Peter Babb, and on behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you a wonderful holiday season.